Thank you, John. What a privilege it is to be able to teach God's Word. So tonight, I'm going to talk about the benefits of having an attitude of gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, great verse, a lot of us have this memorized, but I'm going to learn things a little bit deeper tonight. It says, "In everything give thanks," not for everything, but in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So to give thanks is God's will for us. In the Amplified, it says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So it says give thanks. That phrase is in the imperative mood, which means it's a command. God commands us, basically, to do that. And why do you think God says it that way? Well, it must be good for us, and it is. Thankfulness and expressing gratitude helps reframe our perspective, our mindset, and our whole attitude. In studying this, it's really been fascinating for me. I see how amazing God is, the way he set up our bodies and especially our brains. So listen to some of these things that I learned. It's really cool. And you'll see the greatness of how God set this up for us. So expressing gratitude triggers the release of dopamine and serotonin in the brain, which are neurotransmitters associated with mood regulation, happiness, and well-being. This activation of the brain system can lead to the feelings of pleasure and contentment. How cool is that, right? Gratitude is linked to various positive outcomes, including improved sleep, reduced pain, increased resilience to stress, stronger social connections, and it can even decrease your blood pressure. Long-term effects. Regularly practicing gratitude can lead to changes in brain structure and function, making it easier to experience and express gratitude over time. It can also reduce the activity of the brain region associated with stress and fear. So expressing gratitude can potentially reduce anxiety and depression. All good stuff, right? Expressing gratitude can literally rewire your brain. So when we express gratitude, there are literal changes that are made to the molecular structure of our brains that help keep us healthy. Just, it amazes me that God made us like that. Like it says in Psalm 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. It's amazing that God made us that way. He says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. That's why he did it, because he knew the great benefits in so many ways. So what does it mean to express gratitude or be grateful for something? Well, it means to appreciate and feel thankful for it, whether it's a specific object, a person's actions, or a positive experience. It involves recognizing the good things in our lives and acknowledging the value of them, both big and small. So, how do we express gratitude? Well, it can be expressed through words, actions, or simply taking time to appreciate what you have. I heard it said once, if you don't think your life's abundant, try cleaning everything you own in one day. It's cute, but it's true. Because sometimes we just need to take inventory of our blessings. And it's not just physical things. I mean, I think about my family. I think about my friends, my coworkers. I'm thankful for my job. So many things. Just it really helps to just take an inventory of our blessings. Sometimes it'll help shift your perspective. And gratitude involves reframing negative situations and focusing on the positive aspects of even challenging circumstances. In everything, give thanks, focusing on the positives of a situation. I remember years ago, my two daughters and I would travel together, and you know, if something would upset one of us or something happened, my younger daughter would go, "Well, at least you don't have an elephant sitting on your head." And then we'd all laugh. But, you know, that perspective is like, well, it could be worse. So let's just look for what we have to be thankful for. In Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, "Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." See, we read this verse and we're like, yeah, don't be anxious, but pray. But it says, with thanksgiving. There's a reason that those words are in there. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the result is that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So look at that. When we're stressed, pray with thanksgiving. And the result is you'll have peace. And so many other things, like I shared at the beginning about how it calms our whole system. It literally makes you feel better. The more you look for what you have to be thankful for, the more things you'll see that you have to be thankful for. The more you look for it, the more you'll see it. Of course, the greatest thing we have to be thankful for is our God. Think about Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. He's good. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's something to be thankful for. Here's one more. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That is something to be thankful for. We're called in one body. We can let the peace of God rule in our hearts. And verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Everything we do, whatever we do it with a thankful heart to God. I'm thankful I have a job. You know, some people are like, oh, I got to get up and go to work. Well, thankful you have a job. That's great. Just giving thanks and being thankful, I mean, sorry, giving thanks and being grateful is laced throughout the Bible, because God knew we would need that perspective to live happy and fulfilled lives. I'm going to say that one more time. Giving thanks and being grateful is laced throughout the Bible because God knew we would need that perspective to live happy and fulfilled lives. So how do we practice gratitude? Well, you could keep a gratitude journal and regularly write down things you're grateful for. This can help you focus on the positives in life. Here's another one. Practicing mindfulness by paying attention to the present moment and appreciate your surroundings. Living in the moment can help us cultivate gratitude. Paying attention to the present moment. We're all in different places and different states, but take a second and just look around. Wherever you are, I'm sure it's a cozy home, and it's probably nice and warm or cool, whatever is good for you, but you have a nice chair to sit in or whatever, but just look around. Boy, that's something to be thankful for, and many of you have other people with you there, so that's a wonderful thing. Being mindful, staying in the moment, it can help you cultivate gratitude. Here's another one, connecting with others. Sharing our feelings of gratitude with our friends and loved ones can deepen our appreciation and strengthen our relationships. It's all good things. So what are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? Can you tell them today? Can you write it down to remind yourself of these things when you need it? Makes me think of that song. When I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. See, thinking about that. That's a great line. We shift our thinking to those things we have to be thankful for. The more thankful we are today, the more we'll see that we have to be thankful for tomorrow. So I'm thankful for you all. I'm thankful that you all gathered on the phone today to be with me, and I love you guys. So God bless.